Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel. And now our Mishnah is going to be a continuation of the previous Mishnah. And whereas La'achash Nimde, once we learned the previous Mishnah, the Tama'os, the various Tama'os, that if a Naz became Tama, he has to be Megaleach Aliyah and cuts his hair, and he loses the days that he counted for his Naziris. Now we're going to discuss cases of Tuma where a Nazir does not have to cut his hair, She'ain a Nazir, Megaleach Aliyah, and he does not have to cut his hair, he does not lose his days that he counted. Says the Mishnah a number of cases. Aval bat hasachachos. Aschachos. This is branches of a tree that are covering the earth, and they make a kind of tent, an oval, over the earth. Vaparaos. Or you have stones or pieces of wood that stick out of a fence. And v'yesh kazayas is a kazayas, a sheer kazayas of a mace underneath one of the branches, underneath one of these twigs or stones. And it's creating, it's making this oval, this tent. And now the Nazir walks underneath these schachos, or these pros, or these branches. Well, he doesn't know. Did he walk over the branch that had the mace underneath it, or the stone that was sticking out of a wall that had a mace underneath it, or not? Because if he did, he walked into a quote-unquote tent. This branch of this stone is making a tent over the corpse, and now he's tummy, so he doesn't know. Ubesa pras, another case, you have a besa pras, a field that was plowed, and there was a cave or a tombstone in the field. So you know a dead body was buried here. The chachamim were koveya that 100 amos from around where the kever was located is called beis hapras, which is a space where there's a suffix tuma, a doubt of tumas hameis. Maybe there's a corpse there. And therefore the dirt is metami, can make one defiled, b'maga, by touching, b'masa, by carrying it, even if not touching it. Because we're concerned that maybe shagira imah ha-machrish, the plow had dragged part of the bone that's the size of a sire of a piece of barley from the corpse, and now it can make a person tame when he does maga, he touches it, or masa, he carries it. The avar nazir, and then the nazir, of course, walks into the space sapras. Or another case, v'eretz ha'amim, a nazir leaves Eretz Yisrael during his naziris. He goes to chutz la'aretz, anywhere outside Eretz Yisrael. And the chomer goes there that there's tuma on the land of the Am, land of the nations. V'ha'gola, so he doesn't touch anything. He just walks over there. He walks anywhere outside Eretz Yisrael. Or v'ha'gola, v'ha'dofik. If a nazir touches the gola or dofik, different explanations, you'll go with the Bartanura and Rashi. Golol is he touches the kisa, the covering of an aron amesa, the coffin of a nifter. Or a dofik, he touches the defanos, the walls of the coffin that on them the cover rests. So he touches these items. Or revias dam, or the nazir touches a revias of a lug, a quarter of a lug of blood of a mace. The oel or oshanaga ba'oel hames, or he touches, in a case of an oel hames, a regular case of oel hames, a tenth of a corpse, he touches something there. Virova atzamos oshehehil al rova hakav shal tzamos hames, or there was or shehehil, meaning he himself was oel, he walked over a quarter of a kav of bones of a corpse, right? And they stretch over here that he walked over and made an oel, made a tent. Avamago masa, touching or carrying a quarter kav of bones, another megalech, he would actually have to cut off his hair. It would be more stringent. Okay, but here we're talking about he just walked over it. The kalim and utensils hanogim b'meis, or if the nazir touches kalim utensils that touched a corpse, shematamehim, because they can make things tummy just like the mace atzmak, the corpse itself. Now one who touches these utensils, he's tummy tumas shiva, he's got to count 7 clean days. V'meis safrai, or a nazir mitzora, nazir who happens to be a mitzora also. Shekina mitzora, the mitzora counts 7 days after he becomes pure from his tzaras, as the pasuk says, "Varachas b'mayim v'tar." He dips in the water and is pure. But v'acha yevo almacha, only later he comes to the camp, and he sits michutz la'olo outside his tent for 7 days. So even though he went to the mikvah, v'mei sifrei, he's got to wait 7 days. V'mei gamrei, or v'mei the days of gamrei, meaning a nazir was a mitzora. That is in the days Yamim Shebehem Hu Mitzora Gamor, the days that he is a full-fledged Mitzora. After the Kohen decides that, hey, you are a Mitzora. And he's called a Mitzora Mukhlat, a discernible Mitzora.
Al Elu, on all of these tumos that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, Ein ha-nazir migaleach. The nazir is not obligated to cut his hair because of the teglachas hatumah. It's not applicable. However, umaza b'shlishu b'shvi'i. Of course, if he became tame to a corpse, from any of the cases that we mentioned earlier, mazam level spritch upon him the ashes of the para aduma on the third and seventh day of his tumah to clean him. And of course, to go to the mikvah. But ve'enu sosu es hakodman. So not only is there no haircut, but it does not destroy the previous days. It's, I mean, the zirus are shemana b'tara. The days of the zirus they counted in a pure state are not lost. And the osam ayamim, the days that he's tamei, right, for 7 days, that won't count for his naziris. Shosam yam show you tummy bam tumma shiva, oh you may sifra or the you may gummer that we mentioned of a nazir who's a mitzora. They won't add to your naziris, but they certainly will not subtract to make you start anew. So you see that these are scenarios where you're more lenient, no haircut and no destroying the days that you counted. The Mishnah continues, Umatchel Umona Miyad. He begins and counts immediately as Nazirus, his Naziris, meaning after he dips in the mikvah and his hair of Shemesh the sun sets, in order to complete Kedilah Hashlam, in order to complete his Naziris, he continues from where he was counting off from before. But the carbon ain't low, but there's no carbon. In a maybe carbon, he doesn't bring a carbon on his Tumah. She ain't a Tumah, so Lalu Mechayevos Taglachas Tumah, because he's Tumahos, these cases of Tumah do not obligate the Taglachas Tumah, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. And Be'emes Amru, the Chachamim, said that the Halacha, which is, we have accepted as a Mesorah from our early generations, the Halacha Labosh Mishinai, is that Yemei Hazav, the days of Azav, V'Hazava, the days of Tumah of Azav, or Azava, V'Yemei Tumas Hazava, these days, right, Azav and Azav as a male or female, that has a certain kind of emission from the body, these days of Tumah of Azav, or Vazava Vimei has Gerai Shalmatsaira, or a Nazir that got inflicted with Saras, and the Kohen locks him up for 7 days. Then he sees on the seventh day that the Nega, the infection, did not spread in his skin. These scenarios are Elu Olin Lo. These specific scenarios, Yamim Elu, these days that he's counting in quote unquote Tumah, Olim la Nazir, they will count for his Naziris or for a Nazira, male or female Nazir. Laminyan may Naziris for the days of Naziris. The Ein Tzarech Lema, we don't have to say She'enim Saisim, certainly don't destroy the previous days, but not only that, they'll even add to the days that he is counting, will include it in his countings. And that's because the days of Azav or Azava, or Vimehis Geri Shel Metzaira, is going to be on a lighter scale, and therefore we can not only, it doesn't destroy the prior days, but it's included in his Naziris countings. All right, Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, "Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua, in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua, called Tumah min Ameis, and he Tumah from a corpse. Shanazim Megaleach Aleh, that Nazir is obligated to the Haglacha, which is Hainu Kol Tumas, all the Tumas that we mentioned back at Mishnah Beis, Chayav and Aleha Albias Mikdash. If a person became Tumah in any of those Tumas, and then he walks into the Beis HaMikdash before he purifies himself, he's going to be Chayiv Kares. If it was on purpose, if it was amazed that he's cut off from the Jewish people, it's Chayiv Kares. And if it was Bishogi by mistake, he's Chayiv a Karban to atone for his sin. V'chal Tumah min HaMeis, any Tumah from a corpse, She'ein Hinazim Megaleach Aleha. All the Tumos we just mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that there's no Haglacha, Ein Chayiv in Aleha B'yas Mikdash. If he walked into the base of Mikdash, he wouldn't be transgressing a sin from these Tumos. Meaning, Kach Lamdu, this is what we learn from the Mipu Ashmur, from the tradition. Shemachalkim betumos, we differentiate the Tumos Ameis regarding entering a base of Mikdash itself. Keshim Shemachalkim gabe teglachas anazir. So this is like the cases where there would be a teglachas. If you walk into the base of Mikdash on purpose, you chayiv karis. On the shogig, you just get a sin and you have to atone for it. So too, when it's a tumah, when it's a tumah, the nazir is not megaleach. There's no aglach, there's no hair cutting, there's no bringing karbanos, doesn't destroy the days that you counted. Those scenarios, if you walk into the base of Mikdash in that kind of state of tumah, ain chayiv analeach al bias Mikdash, there's no sin, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm a Reb Meir, says a Meir, lo tehezu kalam and asharetz. There should be no lenient in the case of a sharetz, of a creepy crawling dead insect. Lo te tumah min ameis, the tumah from a corpse, from a person, should not be more, lo te tumah shouldn't be more stringent. She'en ha'nazim megaleach aleha, in cases where there's no aglacha, it shouldn't be kalam, sorry, it shouldn't be more light than the tumah of a sharetz.
Because a sharet shechayev malal based on mikdash, if you walk into the base of mikdash, as touching a dead creepy crawling insect, you are chayev on bias of mikdash entering this mikdash in a tamei state. As the pasuk says, Ibn nivas sharets tamei. So Reb Meir is coming to argue with Yeshua, and Reb Meir holds that even the tumah of a mace, there's no haglacha for, there's no hirka, there's no destroying of the numbers you counted so far in your naziris. Nevertheless, chayev malal bias of mikdash, chayev you walk into the base of mikdash in a state of tumah. Shrei tumas hasharets, because the tumah of the sharets, ain't a mafsika nazirus, so Klal doesn't stop his nazirus, right? But v'ilu tumah min ha-meis, but tumah from an actual corpse, she'ena magalech alei, you don't do the haglacha on, mafsika mikol makab es nazirus li mei tumah, it will put a stop to the nazirus during your state of tumah. V'ein yevam olam lo, and the days that you were counting do not add up towards your nazirus. What became tumah from a sheretz? He's chayv alei. He's chayv al bias mikdash going into bias mikdash in a tumatic state. Harry Kolshkein, all the more so la nitma betumas hamais. When it became tumah to a tumas hamais, that the she'ein nazir megaleach alei, that the nazir is not being megaleach for chayv alei al bias mikdash would be obligated and be transgressing a sin if they walk into the bias mikdash in a tumah state. So Meir argues on the previous opinion of Yeshua, but the Lacha does not follow like Reb Meir. Amar Rebbe Kiva, says Rebbe Kiva, Danti lefnei Rebbe Eliezer, I judge before Rebbe Eliezer, Kal v'chomer. Ma'im atzim kisa'ira, if you see a bone size of a barley from a corpse, she'enim etami adam ba'oel, it does not make a person become tummy in an oel in a tent. This is a Lacha l'moshe misinai. So ha'nazir, megaleach al magov al maso, yet a nazir will be megaleach on touching or carrying it. So revias dam, a quarter of a kav of blood of a corpse, shumitame adam ba'oal, that does make a person tummy in a tent. This tumah's chamur is more stringent from tumah of etzem kisaira, bone like the size of a barley. Eino din shehi anazir megaleach al magov al maso, shouldn't it be that another should take a haircut, should be megaleach by touching or carrying it? Is it not a klal v'chomer? Why did we learn in the previous Mishnah? She'ein anazir megaleach al revias dam. The nazir does not do a haglacha on a quarter of a kav of dam. So Amar Li, Eliezer responded, Mazeh Akiva, what is this? Shata dan klal v'chomer zeh, you're making this, you know, klal v'chomer. Ain't done in kan mi klal v'chomer. We don't learn that from this klal v'chomer. And Eliezer doesn't really explain his words. He just says we don't use it. Ukshabasi, when I came, very tasteous at the Varam of Yeshua. When he came, my words were accepted before Yeshua. With that Kavachomer that I judged before Eliezer, Amal Yeshua, Yafa, Amarta, you said very good. Hakavachomer, Shadanti Yafu, the Kavachomer is very good. If ain't a love chuba, I've got no response. El Kainamur Halacha, rather, that's the Halacha. Chloe Mesha Tumas Etzim Kasaira, the Tumma of a bone like the size of a barley. Ainim Vereshis Betur, it's not explicit in the Torah. It's a halacha that we have as a tradition. Hainu halacha la Moshe Misinai, halacha given from Moshe at Sinai. If you ain't done kavachomer halacha, we cannot learn a kavachomer from a halacha. Vizogam Taimash, this is the reason of Rabbi Yezer as well. And with that, we'll conclude Perek Zion. Okay.